Manipulative best friend gotcha list that her boyfriend and I had a project together, so she cut my hair. I pressed charges, but she thinks she can sue me for $50,000. During high school, I was pretty extroverted, so I had many friends, including my friend Brianna, who turned out to be the biggest manipulator to exist. I never noticed her toxic traits until junior year, when she made it obvious. She started to control where we hung out and where I sat in the cafeteria just so she could have the perfect angle toward the guys. She acted like she was superior to other people, and many people didn't like her. So naturally, I started distancing myself from her because I didn't like that type of behavior, and I didn't want people I met to associate me with her and think that I acted the same way she did. As expected, Brianna did not like this, and I found out when it was too late. During winter break, I found out she started hanging out with Jordan, a guy from one of my classes. By the time we came back from winter break, they were making out in those halls. At this point, I had stopped being friends with her because she was acting like a completely different person. We never spoke since coming back from break, but that changed when I saw her during summer vacation. She was at the mall by herself when I went out to buy a gift for my cousin. Our encounter was almost too good to be true because we ended up in the same elevator. She tried talking to me, but I gave her cold responses, which she clearly disliked. I kept seeing her that summer, and I was convinced that she was following me around. Senior year swung around, and Brianna started trying to talk to me again, and I was having none of it, considering the obvious reasons. She tried gaslighting me and told me how she was always there for me, while I ditched her all of a sudden, but I couldn't deal with her lies and just walked away. She would shoot daggers at me when I saw her after that, and you could tell that she was extremely jealous. Whenever she saw Jordan talk a different girl, even if it was for a school project, she would throw a tantrum and break down in the middle of the class. She also confronted her boyfriend for posting a Snapchat story with his sister and writing, "With the most supportive person in my life." This turned into an absolute mess, but they got over it and stayed together. Recently, I was partnered with Jordan in my chemistry class, and we had a project to do together. When Brianna found out, she had the nerve to come up to me and say, "Keep your racist hand off of my boyfriend, SLT." This was completely random because I was known to be the kindest girl in school, so I just looked at her. She then called my eyes ching chong slits, while I had to take it all in. So a week after that happened, Jordan came over to my house to finish the project. Turns out Brianna had planned a day with him, and it was ruined. So the next day, I was in class with Jordan, and we turned in our project. We were talking about what grade we'd think we'd get when Brianna came in with big scissors. No one saw her coming, and she was already behind me. She pulled my hair and cut it right above my shoulder length. At first, I didn't know what had happened, but when my brain had processed my snip sound, I knew what had happened. I whipped my hair around and stood up, and there was Brianna, holding my hair in one hand and the scissors in the other. I shouted, "Did you just cut my hair off?" And she dropped my hair and said, "That's what you get for sleeping with the boyfriend." Then she proceeded to slap me in front of everyone. I looked down at her hand, and it looked like she was getting ready to hit me again. So I did what was necessary and hit her square in the nose. Her nose started bleeding, and she started yelling that I had to get arrested. Next thing I know, I was in the principal's office, explaining what happened and all my previous experiences with Brianna while waiting for my mom to get to the school. I told the principal everything that had happened, but he didn't take me seriously and waited for my mother. When she got to school, she was very heated and looked like she wanted to punch a wall. After a long back and forth between them, I was suspended for a week. We were told to come to the school for a meeting with Brianna and her family. So, the next day we walk in and are guided to a big conference room with a big rectangular table in it. The principal recounts Brianna's side of the story first, where she accused me of attacking her with my fists. 26 witnesses in the room told the principal that she was lying, and she initiated the conflict. After some yelling and shouting, the principal then turns to me and asks, "Would you like to press charges against her?" Of course, I said yes. The Sunday before I got to go back to school, my mom got a letter in the mail telling me that we were getting sued for $50,000 for assault. We immediately got an attorney and looked into this.